Welcome back to Words Accompanied by the Spirit. This is episode 118, titled Receiving Grace Through Repentance. The Spirit has been giving this message to His leaders, those who are willingly obedient. I am nobody important, but the Lord will not let me move past this. As I finish the book of Daniel and move into the book of Joel, there is one prevailing theme. The time is nearer than ever for Christ's return. The first chapter of Joel speaks of famine and lack, plague after plague, in the form of locusts, whether literal or figurative. Recessive with each passing being worse than the last. Speaking of a pagan and hostile nation that has invaded the land, stripping God's people and laying them to waste. That the church is not keeping the statutes and laws, rejecting its framework and organizational structure. It gets worse. The second emerging theme that the Lord is calling for is repentance and fasting through prayer. We are being warned that we must seek His forgiveness and mercy. His hand is stretched out still. He is showing me that there is still a chance that He may repent of the evil that is prophesied against us. And although it is not permanent, it will give us time to seek grace for ourselves, our children, and our children's children. True repentance may save a few more souls. It is written, consecrate a fast, proclaim a solemn assembly. Gather the elders and all the inhabitants of the land to the house of the Lord your God, and cry out to the Lord in penitent pleadings. Joel chapter 1, verse 14 of the Amplified Version. Now I have to be real with you, because God knows my heart. I am not one to seek if you have itching ears. I care too much, and I will always tell you what I am allowed and how God gives it to me. This is not an easy calling, and I tried to bypass this message, which led to a drought. I was not hearing from the Spirit, so please don't take this message lightly. Pay close attention to these next few verses. The seeds of grain shrivel under the clods. The storehouses are desolate and empty. The barns are in ruins because the grain is dried up. How the animals groan. The herds of cattle are bewildered and wander aimlessly because they have no pasture. Even the flocks of sheep suffer. Joel chapter 1, verses 17 through 18 of the Amplified Version. Chapter 2 speaks of the warning of impending judgment, because the day of the Lord is close at hand. Once more speaking of pagan hostile people that devours every good and green thing in its path. It is written, before them a fire devours, and behind them a flame burns. Before them the land is like the Garden of Eden, but behind them a desolate wilderness, and nothing escapes them. Joel chapter 2, verses 3 of the Amplified Version. As I read further, I got the strange feeling that the next verses are either referring to robots or demons, with an underlying theme of unity. Before them, the people are in anguish. All faces become pale with terror. They, the robots, demons, run like warriors. They climb the walls like soldiers. They each march straight ahead in line, and they do not deviate from their paths. They do not crowd each other. Each one marches in his path. When they burst through the defenses or the weapons, they do not break ranks. They rush over the city. They run on the wall. They climb up into houses. They enter at the windows like a thief. Joel chapter 2, verses 6 through 9 of the Amplified Version. Repeatedly, Jesus is asking us to come to him in genuine repentance, fasting, weeping, and mourning, saying, "Rip your heart to pieces in sorrow, in contrition or contrition, and not your garments. Now return in repentance to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger, abounding in loving kindness, faithful to his covenant with his people. And he relents his sentence of evil when his people genuinely repent. Who knows whether he will relent and revoke your sentence and leave a blessing behind him, even a grain offering and a drink offering from the bounty he provides you for the Lord your God." Joel chapter 2, verses 13 through 15 of the Amplified Version. God is offering to restore the land while healing and protecting his people, removing our enemies from our midst, to even bring back the seasons. The Lord says, "It shall come about after this that I shall pour out my spirit on all mankind, and your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your old men will dream dreams. Your young men will see visions." Joel chapter 2, verse 28 of the Amplified Version. Now here the Holy Spirit is affirming what I believed before I got to this point in the scriptures. Accordingly, this is attainable for his people if we return from our wicked ways, and just as I thought, albeit for a time. Here it is confirmed. The sun will be turned to darkness and the moon into blood before the great and terrible day of the Lord comes. And it shall come about that whoever calls on the name of the Lord will be saved from the coming judgment. For on Mount Zion and in Jerusalem, there will be those who escape, as the Lord has said, even among the remnant of survivors whom the Lord calls. Joel chapter 2, verses 31 and 32 of the Amplified Version. A third prevailing theme is being revealed now. Moreover, that this penitence and regret leads to tangible change, even as God's mercy is revealed. Time is running out, and God is calling his people to do their part. Finally, let us remember, the fruit of the righteous is a tree of life, and whoever catches souls is wise. Proverbs 11, verse 30 of the ESV. Always coming from a place of love, thank you again for joining us here at Words Accompanied by the Spirit. Thank you.